Military powers around the world are now preparing for war in space. Can you imagine the kinds of battles taking place in the skies above us? Your Bible reveals that World War III lies ahead, and that an invader from outer space will destroy mankind's greatest military weapons. You need to know the future. Will we actually see space wars in the heavens? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores war in space. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. In the 20th century, we experienced World War I and World War II. Millions also suffered from wars in Korea, Vietnam, Cambodia, the Middle East, and other regions around the world. Now, in the 21st century, according to The Economist magazine, May 22, 2003, one out of every eight countries around the world is fighting civil wars. The two Gulf Wars in the Middle East used the latest military technology with smart bombs, guided missiles, and space communications. What are military weapons developers planning for the future? Will we see war in space? Will modern technology develop weapons for space battles? How important is space to the future of mankind? On today's program, we'll briefly examine the prospects and the dangers for space development. And we'll see what Bible prophecy reveals about the future of the world in that space environment. We'll also be offering a free one-hour audio tape that reveals startling events leading up to the end of this age, to the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. Governmental leaders and scientists envision great potential for scientific and economic development in space. Some of us would be amazed at the importance of space technology in today's world. In a 2001 news briefing, U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld summarized the benefits of space development in our daily life. Quote, "More than any other country, the United States relies on space for its security and well-being. Our daily lives are increasingly tied to space. We depend on satellite services to our homes, schools, businesses, and hospitals. Satellites enable global communications, television broadcasts, weather forecasting, navigation of ships, planes, trucks, cars, synchronizing computers, communications, and electric power grids," end of quote. Several other nations are moving ahead in space technology. On September 27, 2003, Europe launched its first space probe to the moon. According to Reuters News Service, quote, "Europe's first mission to the moon blasted off late today aboard a European Ariane rocket," space officials said. The Ariane 5 rocket, carrying the Smart 1 moon exploration probe and two commercial satellites, blasted off from the European Space Agency, ESA, launch center in Kourou in French Guiana on the northeast coast of South America. Smart 1 is scheduled to be released into space to begin a 15-month journey to reach lunar orbit and search for signs of water and ice, end of quote. So as we see, the nations of planet Earth are investing in space. They're spending billions of dollars in hopes of economic and scientific benefits. The range of applications is mind-boggling. A White House report from Washington, D.C. reported, quote, "Telecommunications, telemedicine, international financial transactions, and global entertainment, news, education, weather, and navigation all contribute directly to the strength of our economy, and all are dependent upon space capabilities. Over 500 U.S. companies are directly involved in the space industry, with 1996 revenues of $77 billion, end of quote. The commander of the U.S. Space Command, General Estes, commented on the security of the nation's space technology. Quote, commercial space, as I said earlier, will become an economic center of gravity, in my opinion, in the future, and as such will be a great source of strength for the United States and other nations in the world. As such, this strength will also become a weakness, a vulnerability, and it's here that the U.S. military will play an important role, for we will be expected to protect this new source of economic strength. End of quote. Yes, the military will increase its role in space. General Estes quotes Secretary of the Air Force Sheila E. Widnall, quote, space is now at the center of our capabilities, at the center of our future plans, at the center of the way of the Air Force, and I would say our armed forces are reshaping themselves for decades to come, end of quote. We as average citizens here on Earth take much for granted, but military activity and potential for war in space will increase. Bible prophecy reveals that wars will not diminish in the end time, our time right now. When Jesus' disciples asked him what signs would precede the end of this world or the end of the age, what did he say? If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew 24 and verse 6. He said, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. As we pointed out earlier, according to The Economist magazine on May 22, 2003, one out of every eight countries around the world is now fighting a civil war. Nations argue that they need to develop their military might for national security. And history has demonstrated that nations will use whatever weapons they have at their disposal. Satellites and space weapons will take on an even more significant role in the future. On May 8, 2001, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld outlined U.S. space initiatives. He stated, quote, satellites are also our worldwide eyes and ears. They collect information on capabilities and intentions of potential adversaries, monitor treaties and agreements, and support military operations worldwide. U.S. space capabilities enable military forces to be warned of missile attack, to communicate, navigate to an area while avoiding hostile action, and precisely attack targets in ways that minimize collateral damage and protect the lives of U.S. soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen. End of quote. Joining Secretary Rumsfeld in that special news briefing was Senator Bob Smith of New Hampshire. Smith pointed out that American enemies already have space weapons. Quote, and I would just close by reminding the American people, there are nations out there who are hostile to us, and they are in space. They have such weapons as lasers, anti-satellite weapons, and electromagnetic pulse weapons, and we have to be ready to recognize that threat. End of quote. My friends, we're living in exciting but also dangerous times. You need to know the future and how to prepare for it. Bible prophecy reveals that world peace will come, but it will only come when nations beat their swords into plowshares. We look forward to the time when the kingdom of God is set up here on planet Earth. There's a prophetic time frame that outlines the sequence of future events. To help you in your study of Bible prophecy, and to help you understand that prophetic time frame, I'd like to offer you our free one-hour audio tape titled The Day of the Lord. As you study your Bible, you'll see that Jesus of Nazareth gave us signs to watch for. He pointed out that there will be signs in the heavens. He stated that men's hearts would be failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For, he said, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. He also revealed in the book of Revelation that the day of the Lord will be a year of dramatic events leading up to Armageddon and World War III. As we approach the fulfillment of these signs, many of you will live to see these awesome events that take place during the day of the Lord. You'll see the incredible events, or at least the effects of those events, as described in the book of Revelation. Many are wondering, are we nearing the end of the age? Will Christ return soon? Will the world end? And what will happen in the heavens? You'll find the answers in our free one-hour audio tape titled, The Day of the Lord. Just call or write for your free copy. There's no cost or obligation. You can also order this audio tape on our website, thetomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. This audio tape will give you insights into the book of Revelation and understanding of its mysterious symbols. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, The Day of the Lord. In the first part of our program, we saw that nations are urgently using their resources for space technology. They see great economic potential, but they also see the need for effective space weapons. Will there be space wars? The United Nations has sponsored a treaty to guarantee peace in space. The Nation magazine's article, Waging War in Space, reported the following, quote, outer space is the common heritage of human beings, declared Wang Jiao, first secretary of China's mission to the UN. It should be used entirely for peaceful purposes and for the economic, scientific, and cultural development of all countries, as well as the well-being of mankind. It must not be weaponized and become another arena of the arms race. In November 1999, 138 nations voted in the UN General Assembly to reaffirm the Outer Space Treaty and its provision that space shall be for peaceful purposes. Only the United States and Israel abstained. Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Space, Keith Hall, says, quote, space dominance. We have it, we like it, and we're going to keep it, end of quote. Military weapons designers are planning space-based lasers and particle beam weapons that are nuclear-powered. The Nation magazine continues with this perspective of military control in space. Quote, in 1996, the Space Command's Commander-in-Chief, General Joseph Ashy, put it bluntly, it's politically sensitive, but it's going to happen. We're going to fight in space. We're going to fight from space, and we're going to fight into space. That's why the U.S. has development programs in directed energy and hit-to-kill mechanisms. We'll expand into these two missions, space control and space force application, because they will become increasingly important. We will engage terrestrial targets someday, ships, airplanes, land targets from space. We will engage targets in space from space, end of quote. In both Gulf Wars, we've seen incredible videos of guided missiles zooming into land targets with precision. Major Stephen E. Cady of the U.S. Air Force Reserve listed some of the new space weapons under consideration or in development. He writes, quote, continued advances in space technology now permit contemplating the possible use of space for active military functions. Spacecraft such as these could be developed. Hunter killer satellites capable of pulling up next to enemy satellites and exploding, destroying the enemy satellites as well as themselves. Satellites firing laser beams across thousands of miles to destroy enemy satellites or ground-based enemy missiles immediately after their launch or selected enemy targets on Earth. Similar satellites firing particle beams, beams of electrons, protons, ions, or neutrons with the same destructive purposes and effects, end of quote. My friends, we would be surprised to find out what kinds of exotic and powerful space weapons are right now under development. In a paper published by RAND Corporation, a U.S. think tank, policy analysts examine the prospect of using asteroids or meteoroids as a weapon. In a report titled Space Weapons, Earth Wars, the authors wrote the following, quote, the impressive effects on Earth of past large meteoroids suggest the possibility that natural objects, Earth-crossing asteroids, could be used as weapons on a scale more suitable for strategic deterrence as are nuclear arsenals. Such notables as Carl Sagan, in discussing means of preventing catastrophic natural collisions, have expressed concern about the possibility of deliberately deflecting an asteroid toward Earth as a weapon, end of quote. The report points out that, quote, among the smaller potentially useful objects may be over 1 million asteroids over 30 meters in diameter that cross the Earth's orbit, end of quote. The report concludes that using meteoroids as weapons is not practical at this time. But the point is, my friends, mankind continues to think in terms of weapons of mass destruction. The potential for such long-range weapons developments reminds me of the history of Babel. In Genesis, the 11th chapter, the people set about building a city and a tower so they wouldn't be scattered. God said that what they imagined to do, they would do. Genesis 11 and verse 6. And the Lord said, indeed the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. So God scattered them by confounding their languages. Frankly, my friends, so-called civilization would have developed space-age technology long ago if God had not confounded their language. And the portent of global destruction that we have now reached would have occurred long ago. God said, now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. God delayed that dynamic until our day and age, when space-age weaponry would soon amaze us. So, what can we learn from the Bible, particularly the book of Revelation? Bible prophecy reveals that objects from outer space will cause great damage and consternation among the nations. God Almighty will actually send these plagues as punishment upon rebellious nations and human beings. Notice in Revelation, the 8th chapter, that two of the trumpet plagues, as they're referred to, concern astronomical events. Revelation 8 and verse 10. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. These phenomena occur during the day of the Lord. You need to understand what God is preparing for the future. Be sure to request your free audio tape titled, The Day of the Lord. One of the most amazing truths of the Bible is the reality of a fallen angel referred to as the dragon or Satan. The Bible reveals that in the end time, Satan and his demons will attempt to overthrow God one more time. He failed before, and he will fail again. Turn to Revelation 12 and verse 7. Here the Bible predicts a future war in heaven. Not a war involving human beings, but a war between the spirit forces of good and evil. Revelation 12 and verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The world will experience great devastation and turmoil once Satan is cast out. He will instigate the great tribulation, and the final countdown to the end of this age will begin. As we approach these end times, we need to understand the sequence of events as outlined in Bible prophecy. The Bible predicts awesome signs in the heavens that will even frighten people to death. We referred to that scripture earlier. That's in Luke 21, verse 26. As we pointed out in a previous program, there are three prophetic milestones revealed in your Bible that you need to know. As we near the end of this age, God Almighty will intervene in human affairs. Bible prophecy reveals three prophetic milestones leading up to the second coming of Christ. They are, number one, the Great Tribulation. Number two, the heavenly signs. And number three, the Day of the Lord. The Great Tribulation, mentioned by Jesus in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, consists of the first five seals of Revelation. You can read about those mysterious seals and events in Revelation 6, verses 1 through 12. Human beings will look up into space and see great cosmic disturbances. And how will they react? Revelation 6, verse 15. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who is able to stand? The heavenly signs introduce the day of the Lord, the year-long time of God's judgment on the rebellious nations. The nations of planet Earth will not be happy about Christ's return. How will the nations of the world respond to Christ's coming kingdom? Revelation 11 and verse 18. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Sadly, many human beings will resist God's correction. They'll harden their hearts and not repent. Shortly after Armageddon and World War III, great earthquakes and upheavals destroy vast regions. God sends hailstones from the skies to punish the wicked. Revelation 16 and verse 20. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Amazingly, men and nations will even fight against Christ at his coming. Nations that have developed weapons of mass destruction, including space-age weapons, will attempt to use them against the returning Messiah. Revelation 19 and verse 19. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword which proceeds from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. That's the returning Jesus Christ. And the birds were filled with their flesh. When Jesus Christ returns, he will teach the world the way of peace. Nations will be so humble, they will want to learn that way of peace. The prophet Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 2, verse 3, many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Today many nations are preparing for war in space. But the time is coming when Jesus Christ will prevent all weapons development. Nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. National resources will be used for peaceful production and prosperity. As Isaiah stated it, nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. We all look forward to that day. To help you in your study of the future and Bible prophecy, be sure to request the free audio tape we offered on the program today, The Day of the Lord. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at the same time.